Bhagavad Lila, 10th canto, chapter 59, Krishna marries five princesses. Once desiring to visit the Pandavas, Krishna journeyed to Hastinapur in royal style with a large entourage. All the Pandavas greeted him, and Krishna bowed down at the feet of Bhima and Yudhisthira. He firmly embraced Arjuna and accepted obeisances from the younger Nakula and Sahadeva. Krishna went to see his aunt Kunti, and he touched her feet, and she lifted him up and embraced him, her eyes moist with affection. Kunti remembered the many troubles she had endured, but understood it was all Krishna's mercy that they were saved from danger. Yudhisthira's request, Krishna stayed for Chaturmasya in Hastinapur, inspiring all the Vasis there who could see him face to face. One day Krishna and Arjuna went off on their chariot. Krishna wanted to see how Arjuna was mastering the use of weapons, for in the future he would have to face many formidable foes. With his inexhaustible bow and quivers, Arjuna entered the forest on a hunting expedition with Krishna and killed many tigers, wild boar, rhinoceros, black deer, rabbits, etc., porcupine. And these were animals that could be offered in sacrifice, and they were sent back to Maharaj Yudhisthira. They felt tired. They came to the river Yamuna to drink some water. They saw an attractive girl walking by. She was very beautiful. And Arjuna said, "Who are you with your firm breast? Who are you? Where are you from? And why are you loitering here in a secluded place? You're searching for a suitable husband? If you can disclose your purpose, I will try to satisfy you." Then Kalindi replied, "I am the daughter of the sun god. I desire Vishnu as my husband. I've been performing intense austerities, and I won't accept anyone but him. Please ask Krishna that he may be pleased with me." Arjuna informed Krishna the girl's message, and Krishna immediately put her on the chariot and returned to Maharaj Yudhisthira. Vishwakarma came on Krishna's order and built a wonderful city according to Maharaj Yudhisthira's desire. It was named Indraprastha. And Krishna stayed for more time in that new city. One day Krishna engaged in a pastime of offering the Kandava forest to the god Agni. There are many medicinal herbs growing in that forest, which were required for Agni's health. But Indra owned that forest, so Agni could not touch it. Thus, Agni asked Krishna's help. Krishna became Arjuna's chariot driver, and he enabled the god of fire to devour the Kandava forest. Pleased, Agni gave Arjuna the Gandivo, four horses and a wonderful chariot. While the forest was burning, there was one demon there, and Arjuna protected him. His name was Mayadhanava. He was an expert tantric architect. And he built a wonderful assembly house within the hall, within this Indraprastha. The assembly was so cleverly built, the assembly hall, that Duryodhana came there and he mistook wood, water for a solid floor and vice versa. And he was insulted as a result of his mistaken perception, and Duryodhana became a determined enemy of the Pandavas. There were two kings of Avantipur, Vinda and Anuvinda, and they forbade their daughter to select Krishna for the Swayamvara marriage, although she really wanted that. Krishna then went to the Swayamvara princess Mitravinda and carried her away in front of all the other princes. A woman, princess named Satya, or Nagnajiti, the daughter of the pious Nagnajit, had an arrangement that he would give his daughter to someone who could defeat seven very powerful bulls that could not tolerate the smell of any warrior. Many princes tried to defeat the bulls, but they were all defeated. Krishna went there and he asked simply donate your daughter. Krishna wanted to take the daughter without fighting the bulls. The king did not want to break his vow, and he said, no. He said, my lord, who could be a better husband for my daughter than you? But still I set a condition to test the prowess of the suitors. To satisfy the king, Krishna brought the bulls under control and pulled them all together like wooden toys. Astonished and pleased, King Nagnajit gave his daughter Mitravinda. In this great celebration, a huge dowry was received. This daughter's name was Satya. Krishna gained her hand in marriage, and envious princes started shooting arrows at him. But then Arjuna beat off all of those warriors single-handedly. But he didn't kill any of them. Krishna returned to Dwarka with his dowry, and Satya, his new queen, began to live very happily ever after. Krishna married Bhadra, the daughter of his aunt Shrutakirti. And then he forcibly kidnapped Lakshmana, just as Garuda once stole nectar from the demigods.